Well, good morning, church. Good morning, Brian. Good morning, Life Center. People are doing okay. All the men said yes when John said, say yes. Hey, well, good morning, good morning. Just to remind you, to reiterate a few more announcements in the good. Altars, the worship summit, don't miss it, okay? It's the worship is like the game changer, isn't it? Anybody else like get gone? Just that song this morning, that old throwback, you know, the old school song, There's No School Like the Old School, that one Child of God that Tiffany did. You remember that? Oh, man, that was like our theme song. We moved from 13th Street to here. If you were with us, we just would sit on the floor and cry that, you know, with you is all we only place we want to be. With you is all that a place I want to be. This is line after line, you get gone, you know, just meeting God. So I was caught a few minutes there like, oh, I just remember weeping because we didn't want to mess it up moving here. We wanted God's presence, you know what I mean? And we didn't want to get out of his will. And we just said, God, we just want to be with you. Do you guys remember that? Anybody? Staff? People help me. Thank you. And one person. Great. Anyhow, just me. we're up to our eyeballs and little children. We had just had our fourth child and we were like, oh. Anyhow, it was a fun time, right? Moving, doing all that stuff. Hey, well, so don't miss. Worship is like the best, all right? So that's the middle of June, I think it's Father's Day weekend, so all kinds of crew will be coming in. Other information, just to remind you, I love the back of the bulletin. We got a little new addition here. Gives you all the next gen events that are going on, because there's lots of stuff going on around here, right? And then there's a whole bunch of youth and children events, too. So it's good to track that, so we'll try to put this in the bulletin regularly, but they both have a couple events going on this summer. Going, like I said, Blast to the Coast, they're doing the beach, but then they're also going on a great mission trip. And Travis always has this wild kids camp. If you don't have kids in the children's ministry, you're missing it. It's crazy in there. He just lights himself on fire, and the kids watch him burn. So it's pretty cool. It is really cool. Honestly, go in there and just, you know, sneak in sometime. It's always doing something totally creative and crazy. So, hey, well, this morning we are going to talk about our lifelines. And when we talk about lifelines, we are talking about the missionaries around the world that we support. Okay? Does that make sense? Lifelines equals missionaries. Missionaries equals lifelines. So if you saw the display out in the lobby, that's all the ones we support around the world, which is really good. Yay, God. Thank you for all the people where we can do this, right? So next week, we're going to receive our annual Lifelines offering. We used to do it once a month, and then we shifted and said, let's just do it once a year, kind of focus for about a week and a half on our Lifelines, and then we'll receive an offering. We'll go from there. So check out this little video. It gives you a little rundown of Lifelines.
Lifelines is what we call our missions program. We adopted the name because of a word that Ken Henry gave us. He was just here speaking when we first moved into the building in the year 2000. And he said, I'm being distracted because I keep having this picture in my heart of lifelines going out from this building, reaching to all these different nations like these thick cables. So we thought, wow, what a great name for our outreach program. We used to do a monthly missionary offering, but it was hard to really target and highlight all these amazing ministries every month, or, you know, we'd have one a month. We just thought, what if we just make it an annual focus, that we just take a few weeks and we focus on some of these amazing missions and ministries that we give to as a church, and ask people to pray and ask the Lord to give them a figure, and then we just bring our offering to the Lord. Every penny that's given goes right to the missions program, to the Lifelines program. We give more than that too, but without this offering, we couldn't do it. We'd have to scale back. We wouldn't be able to support as many missionaries. So our prayer is that people will just have a vision for this. They'll pray and ask God, God, how much can we sow into the Lifelines offering? How much can we give to change the world, to reach the nations, and then just obey?
That's it. Just obey. So good. Isn't that good? Yeah, that's awesome. So going back to the beginning when he said about getting a prophetic word, the first year we were in here, we received a prophetic word from Ken Henry, and it was description is what we tried to put on the lobby wall out there. It was a picture of lifelines going to all the nations. You guys with me? Okay, I can feel you settled down in. All right. So lifelines to all the nations, and we wanted to pray in this, but our right at that very time, we were actually supporting half-time, part-time missionary. One half-time, part-time support of a missionary in Haiti at that time. Isn't that wild? Now we're 18 years later, and we're touching almost every continent with multiple lifelines. That's the one you want to give thanks for, right? Isn't that good? Come on, so good. So we're digging in here, and like Charles said, we started doing it once a month, we shifted to once a year, and all these lifelines, I think all of them have visited here either on a Wednesday night or a Sunday, many of them spoken here, even at a conference, and I just want to encourage you, all of them are living sacrificially, okay? If you get to know their lives or read about them, which I encourage you to take some time and go through this brochure or look at the display out in the lobby, but all these guys are living sacrificially. They're not living lavish lifestyles in different countries, okay? And all of them are doing it with a long-term perspective. And I think all but just a few are doing this full time. And that's really good. We just want to do this. So I really want to encourage you to prayerfully consider how you can participate. What does that mean? You pray. God, how much should I give? And then we'll participate next week. Is that okay? We can do that really simple? Sound good. Bob's going, yeah, bro. I got that. All right. So anyhow, I just want to encourage you also that all the money that's given goes directly to these lifelines. None of it gets siphoned off in administrative costs or running churches. It goes directly to them, which is really good news in the world today. Amen? So look through the brochure, check out the display, and this morning we're going to take some time and just look at some of the highlights, some of these lifelines if we can. I know it feels like a disservice to have to cover them all thoroughly, but you just can't do it all in one little quick meeting. So we're going to cover a few more local ones on Wednesday night, talk to them personally, but today we thought we'd just give a rundown of all the lifelines around the globe, and we're doing it by continent. Is that okay? Because we thought we'd break it down, compartmentalize. It sure helps me figure it out because there's a whole bunch everywhere, all right? So it's really our largest group of lifelines have been really targeting Asia in the last, I don't know, about 3 or 4 years. We've had more and more grow towards Asia. And many of these lifelines are these missionaries you won't see very often because they're in really quite dangerous countries and in dangerous situations and we can't even talk about some of them. When we have them here on a Wednesday night, we don't do the webcast because they're like, oh, I need to protect and be careful how we do things. But one of them is Marcus Young. I don't know if you guys have heard of Marcus Young, but this guy leads, his ministry is called Project AK-47. That sounds dangerous right away, doesn't it? Like, AK-47, what do you do? Like, what do I do? Sell guns. No, he is really working on rescuing child soldiers out of Southeast Asia. And the last couple times we're in, when he's been in, John and I talked to him, said, tell us more. He goes, I can't tell you that. We're like, why? Said, I'd have to kill you. I'm like, no, wait a minute. Joking. All right. But he's like, some of this stuff's so secretive that if they get found out, they'll get kicked out of the country or put it in prison. So those are some of the lifelines we're supporting. Isn't that good? A lot of lifelines reach into India. Shanti is what we call her as a nickname. Leslie Ann Layton, Leanna Cinquanta, all targeting India. One of the lifelines that we're aligned with as actually our apostolic covering is HIM. HIM stands for Harvest International Ministries, led by Che and Suan. You guys know, remember? I've had Che here speaking. Anyhow, they have a network that's reaching Asia. The last count is over 20,000 plus churches throughout all of Asia. That's amazing. Many, many house churches, underground churches that they're doing, and it's phenomenal. So I love being connected. Many of our lifelines are a lifeline that's a connection for a whole huge network. Does that make sense? Okay, good. So other lifelines have been plowing the Middle East for years. Jesse Lannis has been there. Alan and Casey Baim have been there. Anna Jung is another young lady. I don't know if you remember her. We've had her here at different times, but it's really awesome just seeing people target the Middle East. One of the ones we're really privileged to have among us is Healing Tree International. And this is led by Jim and Abby Abelness. And they have a really unique ministry reaching the Middle East, yet they're doing quite a few things in Pennsylvania and being exported to the Middle East too. So we're going to show you a video. Check it out here. It's really cool.
Where will the nations find direction? In a time of clashing of kingdoms, how will we find the way? Pennsylvania holds the historic precedent for a nation led by God's divine direction in every sector of society. We need to settle our hearts and our conflicts and bring national and international peace and unity.
Governments, like clocks, go from the motion men give them, and as governments are made and moved by men, so by them they are ruined too.
It's pretty amazing that the religious freedom story that is a covenantal route from Pennsylvania to the nations.
There may be room there for such a holy experiment, for the nations want a precedent, and my God will make it the seed of a nation, that an example may be set up to the nations, that we would do the thing that is truly wise and just.
Through the words in the spirit of William Penn, his gift to us in his writings and his actions at the time are ours to use as we make laws today.
This painting is the premier painting that goes all across the top of the Senate chamber. This is the painting of the future of what Penn believed would come to fruition. Literally, the writing is on the walls. Penn's vision was for a United Nations, which they didn't have. Violet Oakley did this series in here to be the history of the law. So she went to law school in Oxford University, where Penn had gone, and she studied law just so that she would get the history of the law right.
If you read through some of these captions, you'll see there are biblical scriptures in there, included in there.
Painting of Penn's treaty with the First Nations. Tamanin says in response, we will keep this treaty until the rivers run dry and until the stars are no longer in the sky.
Because it is Penn, and this is all because of Penn. Yep. Everything is because of Penn. Yep. And Penn, probably of all the people, lived life the closest to the way that Christ wanted you to live.
For those that go against the ways of God, we need the law. If we all had our hearts governed by God, we wouldn't need government.
In case you didn't recognize it, that's our Pennsylvania State Capitol. That's a tour that I've been doing. Probably thousands of people now have gone through it. The legislators are actually realizing this is why I'm in office. There's a destiny on this state. And so it's a call that we all share. So this is just the trailer of the DVD. There's a whole DVD in the bookstore if you're interested. But I feel like Pennsylvania and Life Center carry the power of the love of God. That's what at the end that Penn quote was, if we would all have the love of God governing our hearts, we wouldn't need government. So thank you, Lord. I believe we're ambassadors of the kingdom of heaven, and we have the holy example here, really, in Harrisburg, out to the nations. And so one of the first nations that we took on this tour, I've been doing it for 10 years, was leaders in Kurdistan, government leaders in Kurdistan. And when they took this tour, they patted their hearts, and they said, we have a corrupt government. We need this. And so they've allowed us to do more mentoring of how Penn would lead in governance over the years. And we're building a healing university healing center for God's kingdom way of doing healing and a culture center to bring the culture, the kingdom culture into the land. God also told me to go back to England, where this message was birthed. He said, tell the leaders there, they don't even know the message. And it will be good news to them at a time that they need it. And so I had opportunity to meet with somebody from the House of Lords and from some members of Parliament. And one of the members of Parliament said, This gives us an anchor, because with the nations coming in with all their other gods, we've lost our way in what we were called to be. And it gives us an anchor to turn us back to the destiny that we were birthed. And that would be the United Kingdom of Christ around the world. So it's like we have a message for the nations. So this message Penn took, or the artist that did this series, took this message to Switzerland, to the UN, the Geneva UN, and said, this is the holy seed. This is to come out for peace and unity of the nations. Well, now we're connected with the prayer leaders from the different nations in the Swiss UN, and we're doing some discipling with this message of leaders from that UN and also in the New York UN. It's like this message is coming alive. We're actually going in 2 weeks to England again, because now we're doing a docudrama of the message of the history and the destiny. And so we're all kingdom ambassadors. I love this house because we're carrying that love in our hearts to go out to the nations. And I would just say, if you're interested in being, we're doing healing centers and kingdom governance equipping centers in the nations. If you have nations in your heart, we'd love to hear. And if you think, well, that sounds too big for me, I'm just thinking of in our healing rooms. We've had some people in the healing rooms that have come that are homeless, they're depressed, they don't know what to do next. And when they get healed, they say, I'm going to help administrate this. It's like destiny comes out. As people get healed, destiny comes out. So be part of the healing and the ambassadors of the kingdom.
There we go. Yeah, sorry. So good, isn't it? It's great stuff happening, like such connections around the world from what God's doing right here to Kurdistan. Who would think they want to adopt a government like what we're doing here? And we just take it for granted. Like, yeah, it's the capital. I've been there. It's like amazing. Like, she says, it's written on the wall. The word is on the wall. It really is. So exciting. Hey, we're going to turn our attention to Africa. I know it doesn't do justice just touching on some of these continents, but as we look at the continent of Africa, you'll see there, we have lifelines. We're connected there, which many of our lifelines are a whole network of networks of churches. And our good friend, Dr. Randy Clark, heads up Global Awakening. They have a huge, massive influence all through Africa. Global Celebration, who are led by the Crazy Georgian and Winnie Banoff, the Love Apostles, they have massive influence and connections all throughout Africa. But one of our wildest friends, Heidi and Roland Baker. How many people know Heidi Baker? Yes, or we've had her here. Anyhow, they have really not just touched Africa, but I believe they've brought a permanent transformation to the whole continent. And the list goes on and on and on. Every time I look at their stuff, say, what are they doing fresh? They're adding more and more things. But they have Bible schools, and they have children's centers. They got medical clinics. They have orphan care. They've got primary education. They've got evangelistic outreaches and healing crusades. And now they're into farming and digging wells. And it's over and over what they're doing. I believe they have over 60 plus locations, not just in Africa, but around the world. I think they're touching 30 plus nations at this point. It's amazing. So when we connect to her, or send lifeline to her, there it's changing the world. Isn't that exciting? So I know we just go like, that's great, but it's really like massive impact when we do this. So that's why I'm always like, hey, prayerfully consider what we're doing. Amen. Switching gears, we're looking at Europe. And Europe is one of those places where all through the 90s, we took about 5 different trips of youth teams, short-term mission teams. And I remember it was 91. I had been to Mexico about 3 or 4 times. And I told our good friend, Andrew Sherman, who had lots of connections in Eastern Europe. I said, Andrew, I want to go where there's been no Western evangelism. He goes, okay, great. You want to go where there's been no missionaries? I said, yeah. And we got there with about, 20 of us, and we were dying. I'm like, oh. He's like, well, you got what you asked for. Anyhow, it was a crazy trip. I won't share it all now. But we got into the Czech Republic right after the whole communism came down. And so we got into the Czech Republic and Bulgaria and Hungary and Austria were some areas we really got into. But we're still doing that through our lifelines now. And one of the people among us right now are Chani and Sarah Thomas that are connected with Gateways Beyond, I believe it's officially called. So they're going to share with us a little bit about the ministry they have through Europe and other nations. Come on up, Chani. Good. Come on. Give me a hand.
Thanks, Brian. It's an honor for me to share a little bit about our ministry based from Cyprus. The ministry is called Gateways Beyond International, and it was started by my wife Sarah's parents and their family of 8 children. They lived as missionaries. Sarah grew up as a missionary throughout the different nations of the world. But in the 90s, they moved to Cyprus. The only mandate that they had was to move to Cyprus and establish a daily altar of prayer and worship as a family. What started in their living room quickly began to multiply. So now we have bases not only in Cyprus, but in Geneva, Switzerland, Herrnhut, Germany, Spokane, Washington, and Cyprus continues to be our main base. Today, there's even a family that's on a scouting trip to Marseille, the south of France, and also another family moving soon to the northeast of America in the Boston region. So we're still continuing to explore and expand what God's given to us to steward. Our lifestyle in Cyprus was given to a daily meeting together for worship for several hours every morning. And every time we'd get a prayer request from here, I remember praying for Tiffany during her, trial. We faithfully pray together as a team every morning. And in those prayer times, we were inspired to set apart one day a week to pray for Francophone nations, French-speaking countries in Europe and North Africa. Another day was set apart to praying for German-speaking nations. And not only did we pray, we began to send teams out to these regions that we were praying about to explore prayer trips, mission trips, and building relationships slowly in some of these nations. And over a period of time, we had so much favor that we were led by the Lord to not only go on short-term trips, but to send and plant a similar missional community like we have in Cyprus and some of these nations. So today we have in Herrnhut in Geneva and Spokane. This wasn't a 10-year, visionary plan. This is how we're going to make this ministry work. It was just obeying something that God inspired through prayer and running after it. As we look back, we realize that these centers that we have are ancient wells of significant revival and reformation. Geneva being the seat, one of the important seats of the Reformation movement with Calvin, and I've stood on the chapel that Calvin preached from in Geneva. And Herrnhut, Germany boasts a small town. You can walk around the town in like an hour and a half. They experienced over 100 years of nonstop worship and prayer, out of which was a modern missions movement that has impacted the nations. We went and served the Moravian community in Herrnhut, and there's an amazing testimony. We were a team of young people. We went and practically served them, and in the evening we had worship and prayer and just powerful times of encounters with the Lord. And after our 2 weeks, we've gone there many, many years. One of these trips, at the end, we were moving on to travel and doing some outreach in some of the other European nations. When we left, they were so moved by our service to this community. There's a bell. It's called the Moravian, the bell in Herrnhut. And they rang. They said, we want to do something really significant. They rang the bell when we left. And they're all of them, the elderly people, they were all in tears. They said, as far as we can remember, this bell hasn't rung since the Moravian missionaries would go out from here. They said, you carry something so significant that we feel it's the same spirit, and we want to honor your service to us, but also honor your work in Europe. And I'm like, this is, only God can do some things like this to encourage a small band of young people that's moving through Europe. Spokane, Washington is another community where, again, after moving there, we realize it was the home base of John G. Lake and the healing revival. So we feel we're postured in these ancient wells of revival for a global, worldwide evangelism that's about to take place. And we're honored to be a small part of it. So I want to share, that's kind of like our main setup. We're given to discipleship in Cyprus half of our year. We have young people coming from all over the U.S., Latin America, even Ushuaia, which is literally the end of the earth, and the end of Argentina, all over the Middle East and Europe. They all come for 6 months, intensive discipleship training. And we feel the discipleship process takes 5 years. So we're given. We're not a big name minister, but we're given on a one-on-one basis with these young people to see tangible transformation in their lives, and they get to go and multiply how they've been transformed. So can I share a testimony? So this is like last year or a year before, our team was traveling on an outreach to in Greece, throughout Greece. And we went to Berea. We were inspired to follow some of Paul's journey. And Berea is mentioned a little bit in Acts, I think, 17. And as we normally do when we go to a new place, you know, we were on a prayer, you know, alert. And we visited one of the Jewish synagogues in the city of Berea. And we had a Greek guide with us taking us through the synagogue. While we were in the synagogue, in walks a large group of Israeli tourists. They were also touring the city, and they, like we did, they wanted to visit the Jewish synagogue. They came in. We recognized the Israeli team coming in. You stand out. Some nations stand out more than others. And we were sharing with our guide about who we are. And when we saw the Israelis come, you know, that's an indirect way of sharing the gospel. You just tell your story a little louder so that they can hear what you're telling them. So we started sharing our love for God, our love for the Jewish people, our love for Israel. This is why we're here. This is significant in the Bible, all these things. And they overheard us. They came over, started talking to them. And they were so excited that there are all these nations represented in our group and that we love Israel. And so they wanted to hear more about us. Soon enough, they broke out into singing and dancing. And they started singing. It was just like a spontaneous celebration. It happens when God shows up, you know. And so we began to sing and dance with them. We were like, wow, this is amazing. You know, I wonder what God's about to do. So we had a great time of fellowship in the synagogue with this Israeli team. And we're walking out. And the guard of the synagogue was sitting outside. Is an elderly Greek gentleman. And he saw us and he motioned to one of our team and said, what's going on? And so the leaders of our team on this trip were two German members of our community in Cyprus. So they went over to him and they said, look, we're from Cyprus. They told him our background, where we're from, and we love Israel and all these things. And this is a Jewish, an Israeli team that's come to visit and from Israel. And he just began to tear up. He said, I've never witnessed anything like this. And we're like, what? You know, what happened that's so profound to you? He said, I was here. I was a young boy during the Holocaust. And he said, it's in this very synagogue that they herded the Jewish people of this city before they were sent to Thessaloniki. And I said, he said, I remember as a young boy feeling helpless, knowing that this is not fair. This is not the injustice. And I said, I was helpless, couldn't do anything about it. And I felt the guilt of what had happened in that time. I've carried it all these years. And here we are. Two German leaders of a messianic Jewish ministry, they knelt in front of this elderly Greek guard, and they repented to him, representing Germany and the German people. And he just bawled his eyes out, and he says, "This has got to be a miracle from God." And we shared the Lord with him. It was an amazing moment. Even the Israeli team, they heard about the goodness of God and how God works, you know. And so I want to encourage you to ask the Lord what you want to sow next weekend when we receive the offering. Sarah and I benefited from the life. We were part of the Life Link, so we're based here now. There are so many stories. This is just a drop in the bucket. And the amazing names that are on this leaflet, our investment is eternal, really eternal. It has eternal reward, and we get to be a part of it and sowing into this. So, you know what we feel our team, you know, there are big name ministries. We're not a big name ministry. We don't even have a signboard with our ministry name in Cyprus. We just tell them what's near. There's a gas station near us. That's how you find us. But when you come in, we know the glory of God is with us. We were singing earlier, you know, today about Emmanuel, God with us. This is our confidence. In 2 Samuel, there's this prophetic picture. This is a glimpse. This is a good picture of how we see ourselves. Samuel, the prophet, comes and he picks Saul to be the first king of Israel. And he anoints him, but then he says, go up this mountain. When you go up the mountain, there'll be a group of prophets coming, singing and prophesying. And when you meet these prophets, your life will be changed. You'll become a new man. And it was a bunch of no-name prophets, but they had the significant role of transforming Saul's life as the first king of Israel. We feel we want to position ourselves to welcome the King of Kings and Lord of Lords in the days to come. Amen.
So good, Charlie. Thank you so much. Good to have you. Come on, yeah, isn't that awesome? So good to hear it around the world, amen. Do it again, right? We hear these testimonies, do it again, do it again, do it again. Amen. Good. I know, just pause like, ah. Hey, well, turning our attention to North America. Many of you guys are familiar with people we see quite a bit out of the house here locally, but good friends of ours, Joel and Hannah Demain, they're in Quebec. And these guys have been plowing ground. We connected with them about 3 or 4 years ago, officially became a lifeline maybe 2 years ago. And they're working there tirelessly. Charles, I think, has been there a few times. And very, very, very small percentage are born-again believers. So we're praying that God just keeps blowing the place up there in a good way. Amen? A lot of the other ones you're familiar with in North America, Bishop Joseph Gardington, we've had here. You guys know him. Randy and Kathy Schaefer, that I think have Shining His Light Ministries that go quite a bit to Mexico. And Broken Vessel and Wild Heart. And I'll just name and Center for Champions and Capillary Pregnancy Center, so many over that we do here locally. But I want to take a moment this morning and share about one in particular. And we've had them share a little bit before, but it's Edgar and Yadira Castanon. Come on, guys. Yeah, give them a hand. And these guys have been faithfully and tirelessly really feeding the homeless and feeding people on 13th Street every week. And we want to take a look at a cool look at a video here. So check it out. Go ahead.
And this is the people is waiting for us to give away all the food that Blessing of Hope gave to us. We, in 4 months, we give away maybe 600,000 pounds of food. Just in 4 months, it's a lot of food. And the people is transformed by the power of the Holy Spirit.
We have no food at home, so we appreciate that they do it every second Saturday.
Thank you to Life Center for allowing this outreach to happen here. There is a serious amount of people that get blessed here and prayed for. You know, signs, wonders, and miracles happen every time there's an outreach.
This moment, the church helping everybody when food and stuff like that, that's something nice and great they're doing to help other people, and that's from God.
God wants us to help any person in need that we need to help.
To help the community for the food you're supposed to give to them. And they don't come not only for the food, but to know God who is the provider.
It's what God is doing for these people. Week after week, they come here and they are blessed.
She's my daughter, Andrea, and she always support me.
I'm here as a representation of the younger generation to help out and make a difference.
Thank you, Life Center and Edgar, for helping out here and doing all that you do.
I was homeless, and I know him for years, and he helped me a lot. And now I'm not homeless. I got everything I need.
This church has been one of the prominent food bank through which the pharmacies come and have anything that, you know, they need within the week. I bless God for this.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Life Center.
Yadira Castanon, this is the third year that we're doing feeding in Allison Hill, and it's just amazing to see what God is doing. When you have a vision and a seed in your heart, and you just said, God, I'm willing, because that's a dream that was in Edgar's heart. Just go and feed the homeless or feed the people, and just a desire. One day someone called him and said, well, we have a truck, and are you willing to take it? And he said, yes, I'll take it. So when you have a vision, when God gives you a seed, don't put it in a shell. Take it to heart, and maybe you won't see it happen right away, but just press, and push, and expect what God is going to do. From going to 1 month a week, then we started doing it twice a month, and lately we have doing every week when the food is available. And sometimes we can't do it every week because every truck costs $500, and we don't have all that money to do it. So, but when there is food available, well, they tell us, and sometimes we don't know if we're going to have a distribution day, but they let us know on Friday afternoon that food is available. So we start calling volunteers. And thank you so much for all of you who have come last minute and you show up on Saturday at 9 o'clock in the morning, even if it's raining or if there is snow or whatever the circumstances, you are there. Thank you so much. And we said, what do we need? Well, we need people to help us to unload the truck. What do we need? We need people to pray for people. We need people to hug people. We need you to be a part of what God is doing in Allison Hill. We sometimes think that we can't go to the nations, but we can go to our backyard and see the nations and touch the nations there and transform our community from inside out, as we have seen it from other ministries. When we touch one person, we don't know what they... We don't know the potential, but God knows it. And when we touch them, when we hug them, when we do something very little, it's just providing food, they recognize that there is hope when they have been hopeless. And just to give you just a testimony of something can start very small. We started once a month, and we said yes to God to do something. Now, there, we have been able to take the trucks not just to Allison Hill, but we have been going to Philadelphia. We have been going to the Lehigh Valley. So if you're available during the week, we also need help during the week because we are going to these places during the week and touching other people, other communities. And the fun thing is that when you get there, there are the same needs, but there is the same God and the same love that he touches people. And you see me holding this bag. It's because we have been able to get bags now, and we give them away on Saturdays or on Wednesdays or on Thursdays when you go to other places. So if you see us at the back, there is going to be a table. You can take one of this home and fill it with good things to bring, and you can bring it next Sunday or any other day so we can give them away.
Yes, my wife says we start with the one truck, 30,000 pounds of food, just my family and me. I don't know anybody, but God spoke to us. Don't despise the small beginning. Don't despise the small beginnings. Now we are going to Lehigh Valley, Allentown, Bethlehem, Catasauqua, Nazareth, Philadelphia, here. This is the beginning. It's not only food. We have thousands of shoes, mattresses, clothing, bikes, etc. We give away. Please, we need you effort. Please put your seats in live links. Yes. And please share the gospel, pray for people, and you know, don't despise the small beginnings. Thank you.
Thank you, guys. Thank you. So awesome, isn't it? So wonderful, man. So they need help. Okay, so they have a table in the lobby at one of the alcoves. Sign up. They need people to pray for people, help unload food, help give food out, help just get names because they're really trying to track people and not just give them food, but get them jobs is what Edgar wants to do. And Edgar's been a magnet for years of getting things donated. He's just had 5,000 pairs of shoes as you're taking to the summer mission trip with you guys, given from a young guy connection. He's actually one of the Penn State football players. He's connected and born again believer. Anyhow, likes giving, and it's just so many God connections. So they need some help. Make sure you sign up. Last night, wouldn't even know. They just told me Adira was preaching to a women's conference of 300 in the Lehigh Valley. All these things they do and behind the scenes, which is really great. So we want to give these guys the help they need. Amen? Amen. Hey, well, listen, a couple other, yeah. A shout out to Australia, because we have one connection there with Dylan and Katie Krause, I know, who just had a baby. And I know the youth, yeah. It's really good. Hi, you guys out there. I know you're probably watching, all right? Anyhow, there's been a team. They guys went about 2 years ago, took a big team there. I know that Charles has been there a number of times, and David Leash has been there a number of times. So it's really good. We just want to give a shout out to Australia, since we don't have an officially connection to Lifeline, but we do, right? Last but not least, we want to mention South America. And why am I talking about that? Because there's a really special project planned this summer. Going back full circle to Egan Yadira, the team is going to Guatemala with their connections. They've worked there for years, praying and building, developing, seeing the kingdom of God expand. But this summer is a great opportunity for this special ops team from Airborne, our own youth ministry, going to Guatemala. So come on, Josh and Ben, grab some mics. They'll tell you what's happening.
Yeah, come on, Airborne. So
Back in January, Ben and I and Edgar, we went down to Guatemala to spy out the land, anticipating a trip there. And we found a trash dump. And we found people who live right at the trash dump because they don't know where their next meal comes from, so they pick through the trash. And they don't have shelters, so they take any piece of board or plastic and they make a house out of it. They don't have clothing. And so we got together with the Holy Spirit, and I think we made a plan. We are going to go to this trash dump with our entire team, full of the love and the delight and the joy of God, and we're going to pull the pin. And in particular, it's the children that we're seeking. We're going to try to make the best day of their entire lives happen through games and activities, a good meal, and hugs and kisses like they've never seen. We're going to celebrate them like Jesus would. And then, this is crazy. This is where we get to be like Daddy Warbucks. Most of these kids, they've never been more than 3 blocks from the dump. So we're going to love them the first day. And the second day, we're going to go back with a bus. And we're going to take a field trip. 2 buses, sorry. And we're taking the kids to the zoo. Oh, I'm so excited. I am so excited. So we can't wait for that. Also, we're putting on a mini women's conference, Anne. You might not know about this, but we're bringing the scriptures down and the activities. We're going to paint nails. We're going to, not the guys, this is the girls, all right? I ought to be clear on that, boys. But there's a home of abused girls, and we are going to go and treat them like royalty, like princesses. So we can't wait. We just believe that God is going to change destinies. He's going to heal hearts. That we're actually lifelines that are going to touch people and change history. So,
yeah, we're so excited. We've got 36 students and 16 adults that are going on this team. So it's a very large team to transport. But we're excited about the opportunities. We've been given the full go-ahead in a public elementary school to take the entire morning and preach and say what we want and do games and times with the kids. We're going to a Christian high school to handle an entire chapel service, connecting with a couple of the bigger churches in the area in a couple ways and doing some outreaches with their youth ministries. And so we just have opportunities upon opportunities the whole time we're down there. And we really covet your prayers as we go into this. If you've ever been into missions, you know the spiritual pushback is there before, during, after the trip. And we ask that you would cover these students with your prayers. There's a sheet out at the desk you can get with all their faces and their names. And please pray over this whole team, because just always the enemy hates what's about to happen in Guatemala this summer. And we really believe, and we've trained these students. We started in February. Every Sunday we train and disciple these kids in prophetic prayer and evangelism tools and really just shoring up prayer and intercession and contending in the Spirit. It's going to be powerful, but we do contend in the Spirit for what's going to happen there, and ask for you to join us in prayer for finances to come through for every last person. There's a few that we're still in the deep faith journey for, but every time he comes through, we believe that wholeheartedly. So thank you for your encouragement and prayers.
Good deal. Hey guys, all right. So fun. So they'll be launching out, what, about the 1st of July or at the end of June? So we'll get a chance to pray for the whole team before they take off. That's exciting, isn't it? Come on, let's all stand. It's good to see what God's doing among us. Amen. Again, Wednesday we'll share about some other local lifelines, have some people share so you get a little bit of, you get to know everything that's going on for all the lifelines going out to the nations. Amen. I know many of you are standing there saying, hey, I can't go, but you can go by your giving. You really do. You're making it possible for the nations to be changed. Just like Chandi said, you really are. And I just want to encourage you. I believe people just need, you know, we're in a season where God's refreshing people. And I feel like our own areas of our ministry of Life Center are being refreshed, and the Bible says times of refreshing come from the presence of the Lord. Amen. And I just want to pray for people to get refilled with the Holy Spirit today, because that's what he said. He said, when Jesus said, stay till you're filled with the Holy Spirit, and then what? Then go to all the ends of the earth. So we're going to all the ends of the earth every day. How many people know what I'm talking about? You're going to your workplace, your school, your community, wherever. You know what I mean? Your grocery store, the people you see, the neighbors you live next to. I'm serious. And I just pray that God let his light shine through you. But actually it says in Matthew 5, it says, let your light shine in such a way that men may see your good works and glorify your fathers in heaven. Amen? So we want to shine. How many people want to shine? But it takes God to fill us to shine all the time. So if you want to be freshly filled with the Holy Spirit, we want to pray for you before you get out of here. Sound good?
Sounds good, Brian. Well, come on, grab a hand next to you or put a hand on someone's shoulder and connect with somebody. Just reach out. Amen. God, thank you so much for what you're doing. Lord, we thank you. Thank you. Come on, church, pray with me. Thank you for all the lifelines going to the nations, the continents of all the earth, God. We pray that, God, this would increase all the more. So a few years from now, to be double the lifelines and touching every continent, every nation, God. It's your desire for all men to be saved and come to the knowledge of the truth. So, Father, we pray, even for this youth team, that, God, thousands of people get saved in Guatemala. Thousands of street children get rescued out of darkness, God. God, we pray you'd fuel every lifeline, double. We pray there'd be a supernatural, overabundant supply for all these lifelines. This 2018 through 2019, God, bless them, we pray. God, thank you for this day. In Jesus' name, and the church said, amen. Hey, well, listen, we want to pray for you if you want to be baptized in the Holy Spirit or refilled in the Holy Spirit. We want to pray for you before we get out of here. Worship team's going to lead a little bit. God bless you. Have a great week, and we'll see you Wednesday.